Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 48th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Are you happy this morning? Everybody's happy. Looking for a great day today of worship at Genesis chapter number 32. I want to get through this whole chapter. There's so much here, but let me just push right onto it. Look where it says, verse number 1, and Jacob went on his way. Before I go any farther, Jacob went on his way. He's finally going home to the promised land. He's been gone 20 years, we see, and he's been there with Laban. But yet, those 20 years, he worked hard and he labored hard, but God blessed him mightily. We see on his way home, the angels of God met him. Now, I want to just stop just for a minute and just kind of look at this for just a moment about the angels of God meeting him. Remember, the last time he had an encounter was in chapter 31, verse number 3. He was at a place called Bethel. Remember the latter experience. Okay. Chapter 31, verse number 3, and it said, Genesis 28, verse number 12. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And we learned that this ladder was Jesus Christ. The only access to the Father is through Jesus Christ. And it was a picture. Remember, we looked at about Nathanael sitting under a fig tree. And Jesus said, I knew you. Said, how did you know me, Lord? Well, he's God, very God. And so anyway, this is the second time that's mentioned about Jacob seeing angels. Then verse number 2. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Now, when he saw them, he said, this is God's host. The word host literally means a camp, an army. There is a vast number of them. Matter of fact, the Bible doesn't say how many angels were there. We do know that they are innumerable. We're going to look at that in just a minute. But there was a great host, literally a camp, an army there. And he called that place Mahanaim, which means two camps. And probably only Jacob saw the angels. Remember, he's traveling with his whole company, the wives and the servants and all. And most likely, it was only Jacob who saw the angels. As a matter of fact, the verses kind of tend to bear that out. Only Jacob saw them. Kind of reminds me of another occasion in 2 Kings chapter number 6. There's a fellow by the name of Elisha. Remember Elisha? And Elisha, they were in, and the servant was surrounded by the Syrian army. And the servant was fearful. And Elisha said this in 16 and 17. Yeah. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they be with them. Remember, they're surrounded by that great host of that Syrian army. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountains were full of horses and chariots of fire about Elisha. So the same way Elisha at first just saw the angels, and then Elisha prayed that the Lord would open the eyes of the servant so he could see the vast host of angels. The same thing took place here in Genesis chapter number 32, where when Jacob saw them. Now, just by way of note, and then we're going to move on from here. I can't wait till we get to Jacob wrestling with the Lord here in just a little bit. But there's so much here. It was not if God's angels had just joined him. In other words, it's not that they just appeared on the scene. God's angels has always been with him. God's always been with him. Which brings us to another thing. You know, we have angels watching over us. We cannot see them, but they are ever present. As a matter of fact, in Hebrews chapter number 1, Verse number 14, we read these words. Are they not all ministering spirits and sent forth to minister? The word minister means service. They're serving us, these angels, even though we don't see them, for them who shall be heirs of salvation. We have what most people call guardian angels. Now, some people need more guardian angels than others. But there's no doubt. There's no doubt. The Bible teaches about not only angelic beings, but I believe God protects us with a host of angels. Now, I don't know all the ins and outs of that. As far as we know, we've never seen an angel. Now, we've probably, the Bible talks about angels unawares. That's a whole other category there, that maybe an angel has appeared to us and we were unaware of that. Be careful about entertaining strangers to talk about, because it could be an angelic being. And by the way, when you see the angels in Scripture, they look just like us. Okay, as far as humanly speaking, when Gabriel appeared to Mary, nobody was startled, or the shepherd, nobody was startled and all. They appear in a human form. Again, let me just drop this and I'll move on. The Bible nowhere speaks of angels having wings. Nowhere it speaks of angels having wings, but somehow through artist descriptions and all, we think of angels having wings. Now, I do know cherubs, seraphs are different beings, but different categories. There's some with six wings. Remember in Isaiah chapter 6, with two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and two he did fly. So we see different types of beings, but the angelic world, we're talking about angels, are different than the seraph and the cherub, different beings. But you see here that he was able to see them, and they were with him all the time. Why is this so important? Because Jacob was about to see Esau. He just left Laban. And that whole time, remember we read the last chapter, Laban wanted to kill Jacob. And Jacob was going back to Esau. Remember last time he left 20 years earlier, Esau was wanting to kill Jacob. So I said all that to say this, God has protecting angels for us, keeps us safe. You hear all the time stories where you're in a vehicle or something, like, you know, just missed and by that. Let me tell you a true story, because all the stories I tell you are true anyway, all right? I don't make any of these things up. When we were in Romania, when Doug and them first went to Romania, he lived in Otopin, and we were going up to Brasov. And you got to go up the mountains up into Brasov. And I'll never forget, Doug was driving. You remember what I'm, you know what I'm fixing to say. Okay. He was driving up these mountains, and you don't pass vehicles going up a mountain. Mostly when you don't know what's coming on the side. But I won't say Doug, I'll throw Doug under the bus. We were in a hurry to get to Brasov. Okay. And I remember Latrice and me and the kids and everybody was in this vehicle, and he started to pass this truck. It was a truck that was going real, creeping up this mountain, because it was a loaded semi, just barely getting up this mountain. And Doug said, well, I'm going to go around this thing. Well, we're about halfway on the side of this truck, and there's no guardrails. I mean, it's there, okay? You go off the mountain, you ain't coming back out. Okay, and so we're going, not only passing, he's going around a curve because it took so long to kind of get around. Anyway, long story short, come around the curve is another semi-truck. And he's barreling down because he's coming down the mountain. He's going up, and Doug's got that, we're in a van or something, in that van, and Doug's got that thing floored. And then it's just kind of, and here comes this one. And so he got up to the side of that truck, of the truck driver there, and this guy coming this way, and everybody's eyes went, and it was, you couldn't have put a paper clip, a piece of paper between. He slid right in there. The other driver kind of hit his brakes a little bit so Doug could get in there. I'm telling you, angels protected us because we needed help because of Doug.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.